It will be hard to let go of what I said to myself about myself when I was 16 and even 36. It will be hard to let go of what I said to myself about myself. Does that line resonate with you as much as it does with me? But I am running into the new year anyway, and I forgive myself. I love that both Lucille Clifton and Mark Stringer in our reading speak so clearly about forgiveness, about those who offered it and those we offered it to, and about letting go of the mistakes we made so we might move on, so that we might begin again. Taking stock, yes, but also running into the new year. It'll be hard to let go of what I said to myself about myself, but the wind blows past. But we moved forward. As 2018 comes to a close, I am thinking about what I said to myself about myself. The stories we tell ourselves about who we are and what we are about, and picking them up like a strange object from a strange land and looking at them, turning the story over in our hand and wondering, is this story true? Is it useful? Shall I pack it in my bag for the journey ahead or leave it here by the side of the road, excess weight that I do not need to carry? One of my blessings in 2018 is that I started letting go of what I told myself about myself for decades, a story that wasn't true, a story that's been holding me back. It's been a blessing to let go, but also a kind of curse, painful even, both because I think about all those wasted years believing something unhelpful and untrue, and because these stories we tell ourselves about ourselves make us who we are. Even when they're untrue, even when they're harmful, we cling to them. They shape us. It's not easy to just release them. The promise is that in the long run, letting go and releasing and becoming is better. And I know from your stories and from my own that it's true. It is better. It's not easier, but it's better. So as we prepare to run into the new year, what weights do we want to leave by the side of the road? What baggage is it time to stop carrying? What stories we told ourselves about ourselves is it time to stop telling? You've written down some and set it aflame dramatically. You've already named a thing, and it's been well burned and dissolved now. A story, a habit, an event you want to let go of in your own life. I want to spend this time talking about some stories we tell ourselves about ourselves that we might let go of collectively, so that we can run into the new year with more joy and freedom and more truth and hope, so we can turn with peace to what is next. So I have some examples. Here's a story we told ourselves about ourselves that I want us to let go of. I want us to let go of the story that being a Unitarian Universalist and part of this church is a thing only for some special people, that we're special, that it's a sign of superiority to be one of us, and that it's hard to be us and it's supposed to be hard. This story comforts us. It makes us feel better, especially if we have family or friends who do not understand that we have made different religious choices than they have. If they judge us, we get defensive. Well, you just don't get it. We tell ourselves a story about how you have to be smart and creative and iconoclastic and so forth and so on to be us. A story about how it's okay that you have to work hard to get connected if you're new to this place, like some kind of test or trial to see who has the right stuff. This story is not true, and it does not serve us well. There are lots of good religious choices. Ours is one of them. We're not better than others, just different in our own way. And we don't have to make it hard to get involved. We could make it easier, a better job of inviting and including and welcoming. This doesn't mean that I want us to hide our light under a bushel, quite the opposite. When we stop telling ourselves a story about ourselves that it's supposed to be hard to find us, like we're some kind of magic quest, then maybe we can make it easier for folks to find us. Talk about your faith to other people. Invite them here. We're not a secret society. Stop telling that story. Tell a new story. A story about one among many faith choices, a place where whoever you are welcome to join your journey to ours. That's a story about the church that we've told ourselves, that we could stop telling ourselves. Here's another example. A story about the city we are located in that we could stop telling ourselves. Some of you can maybe imagine what I'm about to say. We could let go of the story that Rockford sucks. Even I have learned the elocution that seems required when you praise something about this place. I know we have lots of problems, but why do we have to say that every time? What if we let go of that story, of feeling like we have to say that phrase to say something nice? Let go of the nostalgia for pre-1980 Rockford. It's not coming back. Let go of the self-defeating isolation. Let go of the fiction that there's nothing to do or the cynicism that nothing is possible, the scarcity thinking that we can't do big projects or amazing things. Now, I will say that I have seen the prevalence of this story about how bad it is decline substantially in the 10 years I have been here, especially in the last 3 or 4 years. This story is beginning to die, and I think it's time to let it really die. Run into the new year with a new story, a story about building and possibility and creativity and opportunity, a story that does not accept segregation and poverty and crime as inevitable and unavoidable problems, yes, but that we can solve and must. A story that doesn't throw up our hands, but puts them to work. Ring out wild bells. Ring out the old, the division, the greed, and ring in the new, the possibility, the hope. Here's another example, a story about ourselves, about our country, that we tell ourselves about ourselves and need to let go of. The story is that we must choose between naivete and cynicism. That option one is to believe in hope, that America is better than this, and that we're seeing the last gasp of white nationalism, and that if we just find the right savior, our next Obama to go on the hope posters, our next Kennedy to inspire us to heights, then all will be better again. And that if you don't believe that, your choice is cynicism, the despair of the anarchist or the fantasy of the conspiracy theorist, that we say America is inevitably and hopelessly and forever racist and classist and imperialist and nothing at all can be done, just burn it down, and that anyone with hope is a neoliberal sellout. Let go of thinking that these are the only choices. So we run into the new year. I hope that we will have open eyes and clear minds. We cannot afford to be naive or cynical. A difference can be made. We might have to grind it out. It's not some apocalyptic change where everyone gets a unicorn and a lifetime supply of ice cream. But a difference can be made. Small, concrete victories for human dignity and kindness and inclusion. Let go of either or thinking, let go of fantasies, but do not sit it out. Run into the new year with purpose, with strategy, with your values firmly in mind. A few weeks ago, right before the Christmas holiday, I happened to have 5 conversations with local leaders about what difference we could make in the world. Right here in our area, in our county, in this metropolitan area. I didn't start the week with an agenda. No topic was on my mind at the beginning of these conversations. They were already planned on different subjects. But each person, each time, came to the conversation with a proposition. Instead of being reactive and fighting back? What if in the new year we were proactive? What could we build? And we talked about different topics and a thread emerged. So I'll tell you this morning that I think it's possible, with some of your help, that we might make a big push on funding for mental health care this year. Just little conversations that happen. A thing we could do, a difference we could make, concrete, actionable, important. That's not the only issue, though, that could use some people to do some work. Let go of telling yourself that we just have to fight back. It's time to build. What do you want to accomplish? You can let me know, because I guarantee that I know somebody else who wants to do that too, and I'll connect you. Or next week after the service, the social justice team is having a justice engagement fair. Lots of our teams and partners will be there, and you can sign up for the new year. Get that resolution checked off right away. Then go do it. Go do it. The fun thing about being in a relatively small town is it doesn't take a ton of people to make a difference. You can do it. One more example, one more story we tell ourselves about ourselves that I want us to let go of before we begin the new year. One fiction I want us to drop and forgive ourselves and each other for holding on to. I want us all to let go of telling ourselves that we are alone. This story, one I sometimes tell myself, even though I know better, is one of the most pernicious and harmful stories we tell ourselves. Over and over again in pastoral care with some of you, I wind up telling you that you are not the only one going through this. Your experience of grief, anxiety, sorrow, confusion, challenges with children or parents, siblings, work or friends, this is normal. It's common. You are not alone. Our society isolates difficulties as if they were some kind of contagious disease. They're not. We should instead recognize that these are part of being human, of loving and losing and beginning again, that we will be stronger when we share our joys and our sorrows with each other, when we connect in these deeper places, start being real with each other. You are not alone. This is also about the epidemic of loneliness in our particular culture. I hear about this from so many people and experience it myself, as I've shared before, trying to normalize this. It's not weird, you're not broken. It's our society that does this to us. And I think if people who were lonely would get out and get together, we'd all be less lonely. But we think we're the only one, so we stay home. It's not true. This is true for other things too, other challenges. We think we're the only parent who struggles with our kids. Nothing could be further from the truth. The only spouse with challenges with our spouse. The only whatever with whatever. All not true. We don't ask for help, we don't reach out because we think we're the only one. I assure you, whatever it is, you are not alone. I hear people's stories all day long, and I guarantee you are not alone. We need to let go of the story and let go of the excuses we make for the reasons we don't reach out, about how we're too busy or too tired, as if busyness was a sign of our worth instead of a wall we put up to protect ourselves. Let go of the excuses. I go of the fiction of apartness and write a new story. Run into the new year in a new way, not alone but connected. Join something, share something, do something. Write a new story. As 2018 comes to a close, let go of the stories about yourself you told yourself that no longer serve. I've given you four examples, a story that we as a faith are special and hard to be part of, the story that we as a town aren't worth believing in, the story that we as a country can choose only false hope or total despair, and that there's no other option, and the story that we as a people are alone. Do you see the through line? See the thread that connects the new story that we can write, the new way we can build? Do you hear it in these sounding? Tell them I said yes. Tell them I said yes. Yes to this faith and to the invitation. Yes to this town. Yes to getting involved. Yes to this country and making a difference. Yes to community and to your own heart. Tell them I said yes. These stories are ways of saying no. Change the story. Let go of the excuses and the walls and the reasons why it's too hard. Let go of the no so that you can sing yes. If they ask what we did well in the coming year, this is my hope and my prayer and my longing. Tell them we said yes, eyes wide open, realistic and strategic and useful, yes, yes. It can be hard to let go of no, but it is worth saying yes. That's how we build a new way and begin again. I invite you to rise in body or spirit in your teal hymnal, 1017. We are building a new way, 1017. We'll sing together. I've extinguished our chalice, but not the light of truth, the warmth of community, or the fire of commitment. These things we carry with us until we are together again. I invite you, if you wish, to join hands, or if you'd rather not be touched, to place your hands on your shoulders as we sing our blessings and offer our benediction. My colleague Kaki McTeague has written these words of benediction. May the light around us guide our footsteps, and hold us fast to the best and most righteous that we seek. May the darkness around us nurture our dreams and give us rest so that we may give ourselves to the work of our world. Let us seek to remember the wholeness of our lives, the weaving of light and shadow in this great and astonishing dance in which we move. We'll sing together our sung blessings.